implication of bias.
All the wrongness happens to hurt Republicans and conservatives when it comes to media mistakes. Almost like it's not a coincidence. Almost like maybe they'd rather do the damage and pretend to care about it later. Drive by, if you will. Drive by. So, thank you all for being here with us. Appreciate it so much. Clay and I are psyched to talk to you tomorrow. We'll be here.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 when my wife and I purchased custom blinds for our first home, and we were shocked by the high prices. So I started researching the custom window covering industry, and a little more than a year later, I started Blindster to sell custom-made window coverings directly to consumers. By selling direct, our blinds are priced far less than professionals. In fact, our custom blinds are often less expensive than the blinds in stock sizes sold off the shelf at big box retailers. All of our blinds are easy to install, and we recently introduced no-tools blinds and shades that require no tools to install. What could be easier? We also have a fitter-free guarantee, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and a limited lifetime warranty on most products.
Save 50% off any order during Blindster's President's Day sale. All blinds, shades, and shutters are half price now. That's Blindster.com. Blindster.com. Blindster.com.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it, and hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experiences with Relief Factor are just like Mark's. What about you? Might your pain be the next to go away with Relief Factor? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Although the situation there is still critical, diplomatic efforts continue as Russia announcing a partial troop withdrawal from drills near Ukraine. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Russia's Vladimir Putin says he doesn't want war, but NATO says it has seen no signs of Russian military de-escalation. Western officials say Moscow continues to build combat forces and other capabilities. Meanwhile, President Biden spoke with French President Macron by phone about the Ukraine crisis, and a State Department official says Secretary of State Blinken held a call with his Russian counterpart. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, mental health issues continue to grow in the world of sports.
Simone Biles pulled out of competition in Tokyo because she wasn't in the right headspace.
At the end of the day, we're not just entertainment, we're humans, and there are things going on behind the scenes that we're also trying to juggle with.
In Beijing, Chloe Kim has been open about the pressure to perform.
It's unfair
to be expected to be perfect, and I'm not perfect in any way.
Jess Bartley, Director of Mental Health Services for Team USA, says it's been relieving for these athletes to talk about the pressure.
There has been such a push for parity with mental health and physical health. And so I think the conversation is going to continue, and I hope really grow.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Attorneys for the family of a member of the crew who was shot and killed on the set of the film Rust now say they're suing Alec Baldwin and the movie's producers for wrongful death. The richest man in the world says he has donated 5 million shares of Tesla stock. It's worth $5.7 billion. Elon Musk says it will go to an unidentified charity. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's one box that you'd run back into your burning house to grab. It's the box filled with your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Those sentimental, meaningful, irreplaceable moments. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago so that we could help families save their memories from being destroyed by floods or fires.
And it's not just natural disasters, Adam. Every day, videotapes and photos are slowly fading away, decaying, neglected in closets and attics.
Digitizing your old media stops fading, and preserving those recordings means they are safe forever. It's like magic converting your shoebox of memories into digital files, ready to watch and share.
It's the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. That's why over 1 million families have already trusted Legacy Box. Legacy Box is simple and easy, it works, and is safe. We'd love to preserve your family's collection. Don't wait, the risk is too great.
Visit legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to get started and save. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 metrics continue to get better, with the 14-day rolling average down 2.5 percentage points to 19.5. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 21.8%. That is down 2 percentage points. Work on the highly anticipated Red Rock Loop Trail is expected to begin before the end of the year. The more than $100 million project will be done in 5 phases. At full build-out, the 20-mile trail will connect an area just outside the Red Rock Visitor Center in Summerlin to an area in the southwest near Durango and Blue Diamond Road. The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is taking the lead on that project since most of the land is under its control. Super Bowl Sunday was good for Nevada sportsbooks. They shattered the state record for Super Bowl betting handle. Nevada's 179 books took in $179.8 million in wagers for Super Bowl 56, beating the previous record of $158.6 million bet in 2018 in Philadelphia's upset over the New England Patriots, if you remember that. The books won $15.4 million on Sunday's game. That's a winning percentage of 8.6%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look out for a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Sloan Road. The off-ramp and the on-ramp there at 15 north at Sloan is closed right now. And it looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour otherwise there on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, February 15th. We're halfway home, just a little past halfway home on February, and I'm so excited about it. Always good to lead off our show with something that that is amazing. She is an incredible person. She is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com and joins us. Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Isn't it nice to be mask-free?
Oh, it's, well, you know, honestly, Kevin, I've been mask-free since they re-implemented the mandate in July. And prior to that, I didn't really wear my mask. I've been living my life, breathing freely, and foregoing the filthy, germ-ridden mask. That was basically a decorative face cloth, according to Dr. Leana Wen of CNN. And so my life has not changed that much, but I can tell you that many people's lives have changed. And it's been such a nice experience to walk into a restaurant or whatever, you know, a place of business and see smiling faces, not only of the consumers, but of the shop owners and the bartenders and the waitresses. And I got to tell you, you know, I go out quite a bit around town, talk to a lot of people. I know a lot of people in the hospitality industry, and they are just overjoyed, ecstatic, and just really a sense of relief because they no longer have to wear a useless, filthy mask for 8 hours on their shift.
And one of the things that you folks wrote about at the NevadaGlobe.com was that candidates for governor were very quick to jump on Governor Sisolak, that this was not necessarily based on science, but it was based on politics. What is your read of area politicians and how they're thinking about this? And are they questioning whether this is politics or science?
Well, absolutely, and that's the whole basis of, you know, their criticism and their critique of Sisolak. And you know, it's not only the candidates that are coming forward and asking, where's the science? Because if we do look at the data, and if science is data-driven, which it is, then Sisolak would not have removed the mask mandate, because we have more cases this month than we had in July when he reinstituted the mask mandate. And so the science doesn't make sense. So what makes sense? Well, according, now this is from the mouth of Governor Sisolak's medical advisory doctor. He is an He's a doctor at UNLV.
An epidemiologist, I think is what it is. Epidemiologist.
Epidemiologist.
I practiced
he sits
this
on the health advisory board for the governor, and he's also part of the COVID-19 task force that the governor appointed. And he told Channel 5 Fox Las Vegas News on the day that the governor lifted the mandate, he told the news organization that he and the COVID-19 doctors were never consulted about removing the mask mandate, and he said, due to political changes is why the mask mandate was removed. Now, this comes from not a Republican, I don't even know if he's a Democrat or a Republican, but this comes from a doctor who was appointed by Governor Sisolak, who sits on the COVID-19 task force for the state, and admits to Channel 5 News that the mask mandate was lifted due to political reasons.
Wow. Isn't that, though, what we have always wanted? We have wanted somebody in the medical community to speak up and say this isn't right. It just doesn't make any sense. Why are we just now hearing this?
Well, because obviously the political pressure has changed. I'm not sure why the doctor all of a sudden comes out and admits what we all knew to be the truth from the get-go, from the start of this insanity. But yet, you know, we look at the Super Bowl, for example, with all of the virtue signaling woke celebrities who are telling us, you know, don't be a AFFF, mask up, taking to social media, chastising those who aren't wearing masks, you know, creating this whole fear narrative. And yet they're partying like it's 1999 at the Super Bowl without a mask. I guess they were all holding their breaths like L.A. Mayor Garcetti. And so we see the hypocrisy. We see the lack of science behind their mandates. We know everything. We knew everything that we knew to be true. And yet the mainstream media, again, complicit in dividing this country. And I believe they are, the media is actually the enemy of this country because they have sowed division and dishonesty throughout our country in order to divide our country between the mask and the maskless, the unvaccinated and the vaccinated, the Republicans and the Democrats, and so on. But the Super Bowl, if anything, showed us was the abject hypocrisy of the whole mask mandate, especially when children in LA County have to still go to school 8 hours a day with their mask on, and they have a 99.98% chance of survival. Our kids here in Clark County don't have to mask up anymore to go to school, but they have to wear masks on the school bus. What is that? What sense does that make?
What do you make of the future? Do we have to worry that 98% can drop dramatically? Just as much as it's dropped in one direction, it can go the other direction in a nanosecond. Do you worry? Will you lose sleep over the fact that there may be another variant out there worse than Omicron?
Well, I mean, Omicron was contagious, but it wasn't deadly. I mean, we've lived with the flu since the day I was born. We've lived with the flu historically throughout ebbs and flows of a variety of variants. This is what viruses do. They variate. And when you introduce antibiotics, they become more resistant if you don't take your full dose of antibiotics. So what I fear is that we're creating variants that will be resistant because of the overuse of vaccines. The vaccine that was developed, and it's not a vaccine, does not treat Omicron. It didn't treat Delta. It wasn't designed to treat those variants. You can't vaccinate yourself from a flu. We never in the history of this country, in the medical community, have never vaccinated from the flu. As a matter of fact, the flu shot is only 50% effective. Why is that? It's because viruses variate. And when you look at the death toll related to just the common flu that we've all either survived or haven't survived, it had more deaths among children. And the deaths amongst able-bodied adults were also high. But when you look at the deaths related to COVID, we now know through the CDC's admission and the FDA's admission that they were basically classifying all deaths as COVID if you had COVID. If you were hit by a bus and you had COVID, you died of COVID. If you were shot by a gun and you had COVID, you died of COVID. So the death rate was extraordinarily inflated, and of that death rate, 95% of the deaths had at least 4 to 5 comorbidities, which means that people might have been going through cancer treatments, they might have had heart disease, they might have had a variety of illnesses that could be critical in and isolated amongst themselves. Obesity, 96% of the deaths from COVID had obesity, morbid obesity as a factor. The epidemic in this country is not necessarily Omicron or Delta or COVID. It's obesity and all of the diseases that come along with obesity.
Wow. It is scary that we're talking about this a week removed from being taken off the mask, and everybody's excited about it. My question is, look into the future. Is this going to be a deal where we will have to get COVID shots every year? A different variant?
Well, I mean, it's just like the flu, right? I mean, some people get flu shots, some people don't. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life based on the advice of my doctor. Because I'm an able-bodied, fit, strong adult who takes care of her, you know, body, who eats healthy, who goes to the gym every day. And he basically says, you know what? If you get the flu, that'll build up your natural immunity. And that's how we've always done it, right? So some people will want to get the shot every year. Hell, some people are getting boosters every month, it seems. So I'm all for medical freedom. I'm not going to chastise those who have gotten a vaccine. I'm not going to disparage those who will get a shot every year, like the flu shot. That's their choice. If they believe that's protecting them and it does protect them, then my God, that's why we have medical choice. What I'm against is the forced vaccination and injections of society, whereby you have robbed the individual of their medical freedom, and then you've threatened them with the loss of their livelihood. This should never happen in this country. And one last point, Kevin. Justin Trudeau admits that 90% of Canadians are vaccinated, and yet that's still not enough. Well, in every medical clinical trial, in every experiment, you always have a control group, which means then you can compare the control group to the vaccinated. If you eliminate the control group, if you eliminate the 10%, you no longer have any scientific data to compare.
So 2 years from now, 3 years from the year, well, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what will we have learned about what we've just gone through?
Well, we seem to be learning something new every day. But my fear is that if we have over-vaccination, we aren't going to have the ability to test the data against the population of vaccinated and those that aren't. What we are seeing is an extraordinary increase amongst the vaccinated in a variety of diseases, ranging from myocarditis to cancer, and a whole host in between. So it takes time, because this was a rushed, I don't remember this going through clinical trials. I mean, I worked in the vaccine industry. It took 14 years on average for a vaccine to get approved by the FDA and go through three phases of clinical trials if they were lucky. This vaccine was rushed. I guess there was already existing, studies, but it still did not go through the tests that are required in order to, number one, identify the efficacy, number two, identify the contraindications and the outcomes, what you would call the side effects. And the side effects to this vaccine are unlike any other vaccine that we've seen. I mean, we had, when you look at the VAERS data of other vaccines, we had an anthrax vaccine, I think it was within the last maybe decade or two, that had like 15 or 16 deaths, and it was immediately pulled off the market. This vaccine has thousands within months, and yet they're still pushing it. So the questions surrounding this vaccine are many. And when you look at developing countries, some would say third world countries like Africa, they don't have any COVID. They don't have any deaths. It boggles the mind.
It does indeed. More with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. We're going to find out what they're writing about this week and what they'll be writing about next week as well. That's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys und the horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $24.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now,
Weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.